Radio Prague News.
The Constitutional Court has rejected the last part of a legal complaint put forward by Senator Tomio Okamura. Czechs living abroad will vote in their first direct presidential election starting Thursday. Constitutional Court Chairman Pavel Rychetský has said that preparations for an amnesty declared at the beginning of the year were amateurish. The Constitutional Court has rejected the last part of a legal complaint put forward by disqualified presidential candidate Tomio Okamura, including proposed changes to the Constitution and legislation related to the country's first direct presidential election. The decision means no unexpected hurdles will prevent the first round of the election on Friday and Saturday from going ahead. Voters will choose from 9 official candidates. If none surpasses the 50% threshold in the first round, the two top candidates will face each other in a runoff on January 25th and 26th. In related news, Czech citizens living abroad will be able to begin voting in the presidential election a day before their compatriots at home. Around 7,200 Czechs have registered to vote outside of the Czech Republic, which they will be able to do at 102 embassies and consulates around the world. The first ballots in this historic election will be cast in Brazil and on the west coast of the U.S. starting at 2 p.m. local time. Voting abroad should finish at the same time as in the Czech Republic. That means Saturday at 2 p.m. Central European time. Pavel Rychetský, the chairman of the Constitutional Court, has said in an interview for financial daily Hospodářské Noviny that preparations preceding a recent amnesty declared by President Václav Klaus were amateurish. In his view, the Prime Minister and Justice Minister should have investigated ahead of time the potential impact of the move. Judge Rychetský was reacting to a claim that the Prime Minister's countersignature on the amnesty declaration was a mere formality. In a meeting with journalists, he stressed that the Prime Minister had been under no obligation to sign the amnesty if he disagreed with it. The New Year's Day amnesty, especially Article 2, which potentially halts a number of long-running high-profile cases against suspects of corruption and economic crime, has seen a largely negative response from the public. Earlier this week, President Klaus defended his decision, suggesting that widespread discontent with the amnesty as a whole had been artificially fueled by the media. In related news, the regional court in Liberec has halted a criminal case against two former managers at Agroplast, suspected of illegal arms sales. The case against Petr Pernička and Zbigněk Švejnoha had been underway for more than 9 years and came under the recent amnesty declared by the president. The prosecution had claimed the defendants sold weapons without a license between the years 1994 and 1999. Had they been found guilty, each would have faced up to 8 years in prison. Finally, a look at the weather. A drop in temperatures is expected, with daytime temperatures on Friday expected to remain at around 1 degree below zero. Snow is expected and icy conditions as well. I'm Jan Vellinger. That's the news.